Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Cook County State's Attorney is on a phone line as well, and that's Kim Fox. Kim, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Really good. I don't want to dwell on this point. Maybe we'll get to it at the end of this conversation, but I heard what you said with the rest of the assembled spokespeople, the mayor, the general in charge of the National Guard, etc., on Sunday. I thought some of your words about the casual indifference, the hand-in-the-pocket attitude that we have about some things in this country were some of the most eloquent words I have heard on the radio in a really long time. I think people are going to recall that speech of yours. It was terrific.
Thank you. It came from a place of just watching the last several months. This last week, I think, was a culmination of, I think, months long of sitting with where we were as a country and hoping that if there is some morsel of hope in this situation, that we do a thoughtful examination of who we are and how we got here.
It's frustrating to us and must be to you, Kim, that we see more crime live on TV or in front of our very eyes than we've ever seen before, and we don't get a sense that the police can catch up with them, and we don't know how even to sort the good guys from the bad guys. How do you view what's happening this week?
I mean, it goes without saying that I'm appalled. I'm angry. The fact that these real serious issues that we need to examine have been hijacked by those who've used this as an opportunity to damage, destroy people's livelihoods, particularly now, and the image of the broader communities for what? I think from a criminal justice standpoint, from a law enforcement standpoint, it is horrifying to watch crime happen before your eyes, to watch people what feels like get away with causing harm. But I am heartened by the fact that we are working with both state and federal law enforcement officials to hold people accountable.
Are we doing that?
We are. I mean, it obviously it looks like chaos, and it is chaotic. But there is real work that's happening on the ground with, again, the FBI, ATF, Chicago Police Department, Suburban Police Department.
But you're getting to the very maybe central thing for a lot of us right now, Kim. So let me just ask you this. The people that I see running out with everything from mattresses to sneakers, computers, if they get caught, are they being prosecuted? Will they be charged? Are they being held in jail right now?
What's happening is law enforcement are bringing us the cases, a lot of cases where we have video evidence, whether it's body-worn cameras, store videos, pod cameras, and the like to help us build a case. Those cases are being charged. What I explained to people, we use the term looting. When people break into a business that is closed, that's a burglary. That's a commercial burglary. And so we've seen over the course of the last several days, several charges related to people breaking into these buildings and being charged with burglary. We've also seen, there's some people who aren't caught immediately, but are through great detective work and work with our partners and using technology, are finding folks and bringing them to us. So
I can't imagine.
There is accountability.
I can't imagine how you would be able to sort through all of the video, all of the images, figure out who those people are and then what specific crime they did, and then find them and arrest them and then charge them and then win that case. It must be.
I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, and I want to be clear. There will be some who we don't catch. There will be some who we have seen and will not be able to be held to account because of the sheer enormity of what we have. But I want to assure people that that doesn't mean that we're not trying. We want to assure people that doesn't mean that we're not doing the hard work that is required in this time, even with that enormity.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
If somebody runs into a store and have they broken, and the glass has been smashed, they go into the store. Are they a criminal if they come out without something? I presume if they do come out with something, they are a criminal, right?
There's a couple ways that you can look at it. If you know that the window is smashed and the store was closed, you are trespassing on property. If you go in and you take an item, that is a burglary. So there are various things that we can look at across the spectrum, some being misdemeanors all the way to felonies.
Do you know what percentage of these people, I wonder what your guess is, Kim, I wonder what percentage of the people doing that have criminal backgrounds, have been arrested for something like this before, or is it just pure opportunism and people are for the first time getting wrapped up in the chaos?
You know, I don't have real numbers on there. I think what you will find is that there's a coordinated group of people who are engaged with this. There are people who, as the mayor has said, who've shown up to these events with U-Haul trucks, shown up with tools for burglary, shown up ready for action. And that population, I will tell you, there is vigorous work to make sure that we find and hold those folks accountable. I think what you're also seeing are people who, you know, in this time of record job loss and everything that's happened around coronavirus, who are desperate and also engaging, and other people who, again, this is opportunity. This is, we've seen people come in from the burbs who, this is a fun afternoon for them, yeah, that they get to do reckless things and go home. You know, as the kids call it, the purge. Like there's a mix of folks who are engaging in that behavior.
To you and Steve Bertrand, we're short of time, but Steve, I know you've got a question.
State Attorney, I want to know more about this outside organization. Can you tell me, because leaders around the country are referring to that, is this Antifa? Are these anarchists? Are these just organized criminals? Or what has your...
Or is it random and local?
If you're talking about the organized, what's this information? What information do you have about these groups?
You know, I think it's a mix. I don't think it's one whole network. I think there are several different networks that are at play. There is a network of people who, you know, as we've seen the person who was arrested the other day with the Molotov cocktail, that this is what they do. They go and they agitate. There is, you know, our special prosecutions unit is working on the task force. There are people who know that this is happening and are stealing high-end items to sell them. There are Antifa. There are, I mean, it is a mix.
But how do you know that? I mean, you know, it's funny because the mayor is on page, as is the police superintendent. They say, this isn't opportunism, this is organized. And I want to know how that's organized. I think it is random. It looks opportunistic to me. It looks like desperate or criminal people locally are just taking stuff. So explain to me how it is organized.
Yeah, I want to be clear. As I said, there's a mix of people who are in there and engaging in this and people who are exploiting why folks are out there. I think the reason that there's some measure of confidence about some of the organized elements is because we're seeing the same types, the same instrumentality, the same methodology in Minneapolis, in Atlanta, in Los Angeles. But that doesn't negate the fact that you're absolutely right, Steve, that there are people who are from here who are taking the opportunity under the cover of this righteous moment to engage in criminal behavior. It's a both and or both all of the above. Yeah. But those elements are there. And I think because we know that there is a way that we can try to target those, but it does not negate our responsibility for the people who are locally engaging in that behavior.
State's Attorney Kim Fox. Thanks for your time, Kim. My best to everybody over there.
Thank you. Same to you all. Be safe.